Great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from here in Dallas, also in Texas. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and we're welcoming you wherever you are in the world. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. We are welcoming you, and as always, you know the protocol, you know the number to call. You can join us on Skype. You can also join us on Facebook by going to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Ask yourself how you can join us, and also add your friends as well. Those who wish to remain outside what we are doing can then remove themselves later on. We are welcoming you wherever you are in the world. Please, we're asking you to also tell your friends, tell your family, tell relatives, everyone around you about Radio Biafra and what we are doing to restore Biafra. I must correct myself very hastily, to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. That is what we want everybody to do. Our journey is a journey of truth, is a journey of honesty, is a journey of transparency. Wherever you are on this planet, that this is Radio Biafra, we're welcoming you. If you experience any difficulties, please do refresh your browser. Any problems you encounter, refresh your browser. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. If your friends can't get us on radiobiafra.co, tell them to go to bilierhumanrights.org. If they can't get us there, please ask them to go to Freedom Voice Media, all one word, freedomvoicemedia.com, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or also peopleofbiafra.org. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I have him in the studio today, our dear brother, who is our host here in Dallas, will introduce himself later on, and his village where he comes from. This is Radio Biafra. We don't hide our identity. We don't hide where we come from. We are in court with Nigeria. We are proudly expressing who we are as a people. There is nothing to be afraid of. There is nothing to be ashamed of. We have everything to be very proud of. And we also have our dear sister, Chidera, who is here with us, learning how to read the news. And she's doing very well these days anyway. And who knows what might happen in the future in terms of us being able to present Radio Biafra from here in the United States. Houston was a marvelous success. Houston was a success. We were with our sister late yesterday before we left to the airport, our sister Nkemde Nchukwu, who is a writer and also a big Nollywood producer. And I'm sure that her next film will be the best the world has ever seen in terms of Nollywood. They're doing very, very well in Houston, Texas. The people that are well off, when they tell you that they're struggling and they're suffering, please don't believe them. Those of them in Houston are very, very rich. We went to a friend's party on Saturday night. They are very, very wealthy. Don't listen to what they are saying. We are not asking you to start looking for visa to come to the U.S. We are going to build Biafra to even be better than the United States of America. That this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you from wherever you are in the world listening to us today. On this day, the first day of July in the year of our Lord 2013, please, Chidera, say hi to our people so we can start, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are in the world. And we're welcoming you to today's edition of the program from here, Fort Worth, Texas.
Are we in Fort Worth or are we in Dallas? Kebayana, not here, Beacon.
Fort Worth.
We're in Fort Worth, which is something as Dallas, isn't it? Because the airport reads Fort Worth, Dallas, yes? So they combine the two together. It's like attending a combined service in the village where St. Michael's and St. Andrew's come together to go and worship together. Please, my dear brother Ugo, give us your name, your full name, your village, where you are, and where you are in the United States, and why you are also hosting Radio Biafra today, please.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. Good afternoon, good night, and good evening, wherever you may be. My name is Gochukwu Uzokwalo. I'm from Aglozibo in Aniocha local government, Anambra State. Or should I say in Biafra land?
In Biafra land. So it's a story. So we have a Aniocha in Anambra. We also have a Aniocha in Delta, and also a Nioma. Whatever you wish to call yourself, once Ani is in your name, it means land. You are part of us. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. Should you wish to join our live interactive session where it will be possible for you to call us from South Africa and you hear us in South Korea, you call us from Australia, you hear us in Austria, you call us from Canada, you'll be able to hear us in Cambodia, the only place to do that is on this very platform on Radio Biafra. And the number to call once again is +1 404 789 8796, +1 404 789 8796. This is Radio Biafra. We are being hosted by our dear brother today, Ugochukwu, isn't it? That's the full name. Here in the Fort Worth area of Dallas. Is Fort Worth in Dallas? Is on its own,
yeah.
But it's not very far from the airport.
It's
in Texas. We are in Fort Worth in Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth area. We would say, if you have any relatives around here, if you have friends, if you have family, please tell them that they can also be a part of what we are doing. Tell them they can come to Gojibu's place and join us in our broadcast. We have some of them here, which is a very good thing. You'll be hearing from them in a short while and also getting their perspectives. But before we do that, we are going to go to present the news headlines this day on the first day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. It's gone slightly 5 minutes past, or even 6 minutes past the hour of one. Is that correct? Yeah, this is Central Time in the United States. It's gone past 7 p.m. in London, gone past 7 p.m. also in Biafra land. This is a live presentation of Radio Biafra here in the United States. We are touring the U.S. and also Canada. Our people are gearing up to receive us in Canada. We are still hoping to be able to travel to New York. If we have our people in New York, we want them to come out. Those that came out before have disappeared and run away. God knows where they have gone to. We must make it very, very clear. We must make it clear that we are here on Radio Biafra trying to bring the message of redemption to closer to our people so that they will not say nobody told us. We want people to know that Radio Biafra is transmitting from the U.S. We are going from here to San Francisco in California, from there hopefully to Chicago, to New York, to Baltimore, and also to Canada. We are hoping, however, to be able to be part of what the NBC people are doing in and around North Carolina sometime over the weekend. We will see how that goes and we'll notify you. We are also very grateful to the marvelous work that the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra is doing, and especially UCHMFO, who is receiving this transmission and also relaying it to the entire world. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. That this is Radio Biafra on this day, the first day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. We are hereby presenting the headlines the way we see it today. Mind you, all of these things you can get on Radio Biafra website. We are reporting this day that a prophet, a Yoruba prophet, I'm sure he is there, the only prophets we have in that people believe in Nigeria. If you're a Yoruba prophet, that means you have a very good business. If you're an Igbo prophet, may God help you, you'll die in hunger, because there will be no media to promote you. A prophet is predicting the coming of Biafra as an independent nation. This is what we are reporting this evening. We are also reporting that federal government of Nigeria will not compensate victims of Boko Haram. That the federal government of Nigeria will not compensate victims of Boko Haram. These are the news we've been giving. And also that the Sultan of Sokoto, the ruler and owner of Nigeria, for those who don't know, the Sokoto Caliphate controls Nigeria. They control 83% of all the resources within the country. They decide who lives and who dies. They have the power over life and death. These are the people that the British government gave Nigeria to. They are the rulers of Nigeria. Before you do anything, you go and take authority. You go and take order from them. They gave Goodluck Jonathan an agenda to implement. We'll be asking ourselves this evening if Jonathan is sticking to plan or not, and why they want to ditch him come 2015. We are also reporting this evening that CNPP, the Conference of Nigerian Political Parties, have asked President Goodluck Jonathan to recover stolen $400 billion. Remember, we told you the other day that this lukewarm attitude towards looted money, towards stolen money, must come to an end. They are now asking Goodluck Jonathan that Nigeria, so-called Nigerians from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, have stolen $400 billion. When people are dying of hunger, when people are dying out of destitution, when people are engaging in prostitution, engaging in kidnapping to be able to survive, no infrastructural development, there is no electricity, no water, there are no jobs for people to go to once they graduate, yet they have stolen. These are the ones they managed to identify, over $400 billion. These are the people preaching one Nigeria. That is why anybody telling you about one Nigeria is either a criminal, a fool, or somebody made of Lucifer himself. These people are not well in a country where you have billion. It's incredible. 400 billion naira stolen out of the country. We know it is far more greater than that. We are also telling you that the Igbo man who is the Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Azubikin Hejirika, who told us only a few days ago that they're winning the war on Boko Haram, is now having sleepless nights. He is having nightmares over Boko Haram because he knows that since the U.S. could not defeat them in Afghanistan, how can a very poorly equipped army, riddled with all manner of corruption and graft, be able to defeat an ideology? Nobody defeats an ideology. Even the Romans tried under their various emperors to crush Christianity, yet Roman Catholicism ended up being headquartered in Rome. There is nothing you can do with the force of the army, with the force of bullets, with the force of guns and bombs to be able to suppress a people with an ideology, the same way that we Biafrans have our ideology and believe irrevocably in the existence of Biafra as an independent sovereign nation under God. Nothing can stop us from pursuing that very objective. They are going to get tired very shortly, and lo and behold, you are going to have an Islamic state in the northern part of Nigeria. And now for the news in summary, we'll hand over to our dear sister Chidera Akabo to tell us what this news entails for us in detail, please.
Now the news in detail. A prophet prophesies the coming of Biafra nation. Primate Theophilus Olabayo, 67, founder of Evangelical Church of Yahweh, with headquarters in Mende, Maryland, Lagos, had remained one of Nigeria's respected prophets whose prophecies had shaken the high and mighty in the country. In this interview, the cleric says there will be a spiritual revolution that will rock the nation to its foundation, and at the end of it, a new nation would emerge. Chairman, Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution on Security Challenges in the North, Taminu Turaki, on Sunday ruled out any form of compensation for victims of the Boko Haram insurgency in some parts of the North. Addressing Muslim leaders who gathered at the National Conference on the Role of Muslim Scholars organized by the Jamaatul Nasril Islam in Kaduna, Turaki, however, said those to be compensated were security operatives who lost their lives during the incidents. Turaki said government cannot pay compensation, but it will support victims. It will compensate military personnel that were affected by this insurgency. The Sultan of Sokoto and President Jamaatul Nasrul Islam, JNI, Alhaji Mohammed Saad Abubakar, had said that Muslims gave President Goodluck Jonathan an agenda for implementation during the 2011 presidential election campaign. He, however, did not reveal the content of the agenda. This revelation came at a time the dust raised over the one-term agreement President Jonathan allegedly reached with governors in the build-up to the 2011 presidential election was yet to settle. Conference of Nigerian Political Parties, CNPP, yesterday called on President Goodluck Jonathan to make a blanket request for the recovery of over $400 billion Nigerians looted fund. Rising from a meeting in Enugu, the CNPP, in a communique signed by its National Publicity Secretary, Mr. Osita Okechukwu, said, "Whereas we applaud the recovery of fund looted by the late head of state, General Sani Abacha, we demand as a matter of urgent national importance that President Goodluck Jonathan requests for a blanket recovery of over $400 billion fleeced off our treasury in the last 2 decades. The group said the call was sequel to the report by the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Mr. Mohammed Adoke, that the federal government had recovered about 5.5 billion naira, which is 22.5 million euro, and that negotiation had reached advanced stage to recover 36.7 billion naira, of which its equivalent is a 1.5 million euro of Abacha looted fund. Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Azubike Nhejirika disclosed yesterday that he has had sleepless nights since 2010 when he was appointed COAS because of activities of the Boko Haram sect. Nhejirika made the disclosure just as he said that the military had made tremendous achievements in the battle against insurgency in the north, but admitted that a lot still had to be done. Speaking at the interdenominational church service to mark 150 years of existence of Nigerian Army, he stated that the capacity of all the units and those of the officers and men of the force had greatly improved, noting that the situation was what gave him the confidence that the operation would succeed.
Yes, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much. We are grateful for you reading it out. You're getting a lot better as the days progress. We all need to learn on this very job. It's a good thing, actually, that you made our time to do this. You're not being paid for what you're doing because you believe in Biafra. You've shelved everything to be part of the operations of Radio Biafra here in the United States. And we are also very grateful to all the people that have kindly hosted Radio Biafra, especially our dear brother Clifford Uranya that brought us to the airport yesterday at Houston on our way to Dallas. Delayed flight, no doubt about that. But we got here eventually. And kindly, Ugochukwu has taken over from where Clifford left off. And we are here with our people. As we said previously, we have some of our brothers here in the studio and a young Biafran as well. So if you hear any noise in the background, you know here, we don't want them to call the police for us. As small as they are, they know the police number. It's 911, isn't it? Yeah, that's the first thing they teach them at nursery. If your parents look at you the way you don't like, you call us and we'll come and protect you. That is why we need Biafra, where there will be the way our ancestors set out for us to be brought up. We will be reintroduced within a modern setting. We are welcoming all of you who are here by way of news analysis. But before we do so, we must remind each and every person, please, that should you wish to join our conversation, as usual, the number to call is +1 404. This is a United States number. I'll start again. +1 404 7898796. I repeat, +1 404 7898796. If you're calling from within the United States, the number to call is 404 without the +1. 404 7898796. I repeat, 404 7898796. If you wish to reach us on Viber, please, the same number you used to call us is what you can put on Viber as well. The number is +1 404 7898796. Untangle, the number is +44 78 313 0 8376. Or you can add us on Skype by just adding Radio Biafra to your contact list. Radio Biafra to your contact list. That's all you need to do. If you want to join us on Twitter, it is at Radio Biafra Live. That is our Twitter handle, Radio Biafra Live. This is Radio Biafra. We're bringing in this evening that a prophet by the name of, he is the prophet of Evangelical Church of Yahweh with headquarters in Mende, in Maryland, in Lagos. His name, what's this man's name again? His name is Primate. His title is Primate. I don't know. I was told that primates are apes. Is that correct?
Yes.
A primate is an ape. But there's a chimpanzees. Yes. That's his title. So his title is Primate, which if you translate it means chimpanzee, Theophilos or Labayo. He is 67. He's the founder of we're not making this up. A primate is a chimpanzee. It's an ape.
Yes, it is.
That's the meaning of a primate. But that is their title only in the zoological. We call Nigeria a zoo. People think we're joking. They now recognize it, even giving themselves the title without any hesitation. That this is Theophilos Olabayo. He says he's a prophet. He sees what other people cannot see. We would like to ask him when he can predict regular power supply in Nigeria, when he can predict running water in Nigeria, when he can also predict the arrival of common sense within the people that run the affairs of the animals in the zoo. They say he's one of the Nigeria's most respected prophets, whose prophecies has shaken the high and mighty in the country. He gave an interview where he said that he saw a vision. The vision is that a nation is coming. He is warning their leaders that they have not listened for very many years. I was the only one who said that President Umaru Yar'Adua had a terminal disease, and when the condition got worse, the wife called some of us to Abuja to ask of the chances of her husband. I said the husband will die and Jonathan will become president. I warned President Goodluck Jonathan that people would make the country ungovernable for him, but people said I was a prophet of doom. Is this not happening now? He's asking us a question. Is this not happening now? Let me quickly say this here. That's far worse than Boko Haram is about to happen, because we told them that we are coming. By the time we finish with Nigeria, heaven knows they'll be begging us to go and take our Biafra and leave them alone, because we told them that we'll make Boko Haram, what they are doing, appear like a picnic, appear like what children do in kindergarten. For each and every suicide bomber that Boko Haram produces, we will give them 50. Anything they do, we will match it and we'll even surpass them. Yes? Yes? Anything that we need to do, we are going to do to make sure that we get Biafra in truth and honesty. There is also another meaning of primate, which means bishop of the highest rank. But we know that primate, as I was taught in school, is a monkey. So I don't know what anything, they can call it whatever they like. And we must also know that this Bible that we are talking about and preaching every blessed day was given to us as a gift by people that came and stole our people, captured us and took us into captivity, exactly into this country. With one hand, they're telling us about the Bible. With the other one, they are filling all their slave ships or all their captivity ships from the west coast of Africa to the United States. So that is why anything they tell us, we go and review it. We tell them the meaning of it and we present it to the world. Please, we are telling you this evening that a prophet, a Yoruba man, is reporting. His name is Theophilus Olabayo. He is telling us that something mightier than Boko Haram is coming. We are telling him you don't need a soothsayer to know this. You don't need any prediction at all, because this man understands the mindset of the people pursuing this new Biafra that we are after in truth and honesty. They know that nothing is going to stop us, and heaven knows it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or everything will come down with us. Everything in that country will be buried with us. Everything in it will collapse. Everything living in that country will be reduced to nothing, because they don't want to let us go. We are not begging anybody to give us Biafra. We are not pleading with anybody to give us Biafra, because Biafra is our heritage. It is our right. It is our belonging. It is ours. We are not begging anybody. We did not beg the British to come and take us into Nigeria. They came without visa. The British came without visa. When you want to go to their country, they ask you for visa. Let people go and ask the British, Who gave you visa before you came and formed Nigeria? That is the very basis upon which we are standing. That this is Radio Biafra. We tell you the truth. If you want to hear rubbish and nonsense, go and listen to NTA. Here we give you the news unapologetically. We tell you the way it is happening. If you don't like it, you know what to do. But here we shall remain on the path of the truth, because Radio Biafra is uncompromisable. It is irreducible. It is not retreating. Neither is it going to surrender. We are here to accomplish our one singular mission, which is the restoration of the right of Biafra to exist under God without fear, without favor, without any prevarication. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are also reporting this evening that given that the majority of the victims of Boko Haram are Igbo people, little wonder that the chairman on the Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution on Security Challenges in the North, Tamimi Turaki, on Sunday ruled out any form of compensation for the victims of Boko Haram insurgency in some parts of the country. Ask yourself, who are these victims? Ondi Bokahawo, these are Igbo traders. These are Igbo people that abandoned where they came from and flee to the north. They ran to the northern part of Nigeria to try and earn a living. They are being slaughtered. If they took our money after the war, what makes us think they're going to compensate us when they kill us now? Because our lives are worthless. Igbo people are meaningless. Nobody regards them. That is why we are regarding ourselves. That is why we have Radio Biafra. Whenever they announce such nonsense, we bring the full weight, the full meaning of what they're trying to do to us, to the attention of all the people all over the world. A lot of our people are sleepwalking into stupidity. A lot of our people are steeped in ignorance. They don't understand what they are doing. All they know is buying and selling. Ishiego and Uruahia. Gain and profit is what pervades our thinking. We have been selling so much consumer goods that our common sense have been consumed in the process. We are asking our people to return to a semblance of reason as a people, so that we may preserve our heritage, not just for man, but for God himself. We are also telling you that the Sultan of Sokoto, the owner of Nigeria, this is the chairman and the chief executive of Nigeria. You can't do anything without going to him for authority. If this man wants to stop the killing done by Boko Haram, he can stop it in one day. These are the people financing the killing, the mayhem, the riot in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, because they are aggrieved that a Christian is occupying their throne. People don't know that Nigeria is a member of the Islamic organization. OIC is called, Organization of Islamic Countries. Most people do not know that Nigeria is a full member of Organization of Islamic Countries. There is no difference between Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. There is no difference between Nigeria and Iran. There is no difference between Nigeria and Egypt. They abhor a Christian occupying that very position. Obasanjo was used to placate the cowardly Yoruba people so they will not secede. That was the reason why they gave it to Obasanjo. Jonathan was a mistake which they are regretting, and they want power back by all means. These are our key headlines this evening, but as we proceed, we should be able to bring you the rest of it. Please, please, please go and tell your friends and your family. Tell them how to get Radio Biafra. Tell them how to contact Radio Biafra, and please tell them that we want them to be a part of our presentation today. Please, if I may go to you, Gotubu, what do you make of what we are presenting today? We are in your residence. We are here in Dallas. In Fort Worth, I keep correcting myself, in Texas. What do you make of what we are presenting today in your place? And once again, we thank you on behalf of Biafran people for being able to come out boldly to host Radio Biafra, which is a unique honor, we must say. Please go ahead.
Hello, listeners. From all the headlines, what I could chip in, one that touched me most, talking about the prophet, or primate, as he called himself, what he said. We all know that Biafra has come to stay. We don't need an agent or anybody to tell us what it's going to be. We all know. And the way we are going about this Biafran struggle, restoration, is by truth and honesty, which is the key. So, as him saying this to us, we already know what it's going to be. And then people have to be ready for what is coming. And all we need is truth and honesty. The party, political parties. We all know that CNPP.
Yes. They're asking Jonathan to return 400 billion naira. These are the ones they've managed to identify, identified ones. What we have seen There are many more. What we're asking is, why did they take the money away in the first place? Please, you may continue.
You know, when it comes to politics, in Nigerian politics are politicians. We all know how nobody is there to serve the people. Everybody is there for his or her own selfish interest, which is to make money out of it, to lose the resources, the little we have, and then go away with it. And I think when it comes to this, we also have to blame ourselves for being docile, not being active enough to put everybody account, bring everybody back to book to be accountable for what they did or what they are doing. Because they call it that we have a legislator, but people call it legislators.
Yes.
And whatnot. So it's time for us to stand up as a people. But I think the case of Nigerian nation, I think it's kind of too late. So the best thing for us is to have our own nation, which is Biafra. So that all this news about stolen properties or funds won't be heard of. Because most of us in the Western world, we know how they control their resources. And when, if you are called to serve, you serve in truth and honesty. You can't just use the public fund for your own private, even to throw a party. You can't spend even $1 out of it. Because you will be called, you have to be called to order. And then you can go to jail or all the necessary action will be taken against you. So Nigerian case is a sad story.
Yes, it is. It is a sad story. And we are hoping and praying, that someday, sometime, common sense will be brought to bear on some people, that reason will prevail. Before I go to Chidera to give us her views, let us attempt to take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. I can't hear you, please, Paul. Can you move about a bit and raise your voice, please?
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
You are using a hands-free set. Please talk into your phone direct. Don't use a hands-free. Don't put it on speaker. Bring your phone closer to your mouth and speak to us. The world is listening.
I'm not happy, but anyway, because I'm calling through the internet, it could be one reason. But
okay.
I don't know how much you can hear, or should I call back again?
No, continue, continue. We can hear you now, it's better. We adjust our volumes around the same. Go ahead.
All right. I I've been kind of following the whole process, you know, commending you for your efforts and the time you have put for this, you know, for doing your best in getting this the reality. I know that is the way Southern Sudan tried to fight and they finally got their freedom. Do you hear me at all?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
All right, that's good. But, you know, I just wanted to, you know, that continues to come to my mind, you know, because, of course, I know that you have been putting a hard effort. But I was wondering, you know, if we manage to succeed, you know, if we manage to succeed and have a Biafra state, like, you know, we are trying to get, you know, are there some systems on the ground, you know, that can actually help us, you know, as a country, and not just, you know, to get a country in the beginning is quite a different thing, to run it is another thing, you know. And
yes.
There are some systems that can help us, you know.
Yes, of course, because you have within Biafra highly intelligent, highly educated people. Which is something we inherited not by going to England to read or coming to the US to study, but something that was passed on to us genetically by our progenitors, by our ancestors. Our ancestors understand the key fundamentals in building a viable society. And Agoti and Akokwa is not something you read in the university. It is either you have it or you don't. That thing is live and let live. What it means in essence is democracy. It means respect for life and property. That is why we say to people, even Caucasians, even white people recognize this in Biafrans, that we are the only people born with the democratic gene in our DNA. We have democracy implanted in us. That is why we have autonomous communities all over the place. People want to be free. An average Biafran wants to be free. An average Igbo person wants to be free. It is in their nature. So if you bring, let me give you an example. in Nigeria. The only reason why Peter Obi is alive is because he's surrounding himself with Nigerian army made up of Hausa and Yoruba men. So we cannot go to him and ask him to give us the autopsy report of our brothers that he suffocated, people he killed. Are you telling me in a Biafra, in a new Biafra, you can come from Okigwe and come to Owerri and kill people in Owerri and then go back to Okigwe and rest and relax?
Of course not.
You've answered the question then. So when people tell you, oh, how are they going to govern themselves? You ask them, how come our ancestors governed our lands without any police? Throughout our existence, the people that gave us police were the white people, the British. We had no police before. Did you hear about Orifite invading Oba or Oba people invading people at Ihiala? Did you hear of anybody when we had no police, did you hear of anybody going to the farm and taking land that doesn't belong to him or her? Or going beyond the boundary? Or coming to where the boundary is and dismantling it and continue farming? Is that done before in our land? It's not done before. Exactly. So that is why we are saying that our Biafra, they know that very well, will be the kingdom of heaven on earth. They know that. Myself speaking, anybody in the editorial board, those in the studios today, our people will not allow us to be corrupt. Biafrans will not allow their head of state or their prime minister to take their money and go and dump abroad. You're a human being.
Well, okay. It's good, you know, the effort you are putting. I know it's quite time consuming and the many journey you did in there are being free. I know that one very much and I'm more grateful you are able,
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. That was our first caller of the day. We've had a lot of people call us. Please, we're asking you to call back if you want to call us on Skype. It is Radio Biafra. Just add Radio Biafra, all one word, lower casing, no block capitals anywhere. Add it and then we should be able to speak to you and she'll be able to speak to us also. And the world will be able to hear your voice. We are coming to you today from Fort Worth, which is near Dallas, I believe. Is that correct? Yes, it is the same place where George Bush comes from. He's not here, is it?
Texas.
Texas is the George Bush territory. Yes. We'll tell people what that family did for the Biafran struggle without Biafrans knowing it. We are grateful to everybody who has joined us. We are grateful to all the people all around the world who are supporting Radio Biafra in one way or the other. You are the chosen few. People who are blind cannot understand to support. People who are ignorant cannot begin to fathom why we have Radio Biafra. We are here that we may bring truth and honesty and transparency to the Biafran struggle. We are here so that anything we say about this struggle, we accomplish it. Anything we say, we do. Not we say one thing and then we do another. No. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you here, that's what we're going to do. Yes, what has caught your attention, please, Chidera?
Yeah, almost all of them have. Starting with the Yoruba prophet Theophilus Olabayo and his prophecy, which says that a new nation is going to emerge and which he says is a spiritual revolution. I don't know exactly what he saw, if at all he did see anything. Is it our Biafra or maybe they're planning to break away as Odudua or whatever they're called?
How can they break away? Are they formidable to do that? These are cowards. They can't do anything. They only hug him a little. They just stop. They can't do anything. How can Yoruba break away? Okay. But Yoruba will be forced away, not they can't break away. They are cowards.
I'm sorry for them because we are actually going to break away. And Biafra, it's going to, the coming of Biafra, it's actually, of course, it's going to be a spiritual revolution. Even what the Pareto Law says, the 2080, even the Bible confirms it. So this is actually a spiritual revolution. And I would want each and every one of us to be part of it and make sure that we restore it. The word is no longer actualization, like you said, because we had it and we need to restore it. Then the one that the federal government will not compensate the victims of Boko Haram. Of course they wouldn't, because what they did was intentional, and it's even more obvious that it's very, very intentional. Okay, and they said they were going to compensate the military. This military personnel Are there not houses as well? I think that's why they want to compensate them. So this is
no. They said they will not. They will. They are saying these are the people in the committee saying they will not compensate victims of Boko Haram atrocities, but they are planning to offer money to Boko Haram for killing those people.
This is
Nigeria for you.
Yes. Yeah, so
you give money to the people doing the killing. Those who are killing.
Yeah, because I know the military personnel are the northerners.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So this is what they're doing is very, very intentional. So there is nothing like One Nigeria. The earlier we open our eyes and get to know that, the better for all of us. Then the one that the Sultan of Sokoto was...
No, he is. Don't call him the Sultan. Call him the owner of Nigeria. He is not a Sultan. He owns Nigeria. He is the owner of Nigeria. Please, don't call him Sultan. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ndubisi. Yeah, my name is Ndubisi. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Ndubisi from Dakar in Senegal. Are you receiving Radio Biafra in Senegal, live and clear?
Of course, very lively.
Thank you very much. Can you turn your system down? We can hear our voices. Can you turn it down, please? And then you proceed, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I really want to thank you so much, Mr. Kano, the moderator, anyway. I really thank you so much for what you have, for what you are doing, anyway. Because for some sort of time, I know that you travel out of England. You are still walking around for the whole US, in order to bring some people all together. So I really thank you so much. In our realization of what the prophet is saying, maybe, of course, God opened it for him to see what is going to happen. But in order to put all these things on air, in times of him saying that there is something like God, the revolution is coming off in Nigeria for another nation to stay. I didn't buy that idea, but I didn't buy it in so much, because when you are saying all those things, your enemy is doing all, they are planning things, maybe you know, in the time you will come for them, they will run away. You will not get them anymore. Because we need to wipe all those names out of Biafra that we are going to be existing. Because what I'm seeing to be Biafra is going to exist this time. It's not something that police will govern us or army will govern us. There is something that all our father that have already initiated in that father, in that land, that will govern us that place. And that is what I love so much. Because if you say, make I leave, you will leave. If you say, make I don't leave, then you will go with me. That is what I...
As simple as that.
That is what I... Yes, so I appreciate you so much, my brother. You need to... That is... You are doing so much. It seems like, say, you could give me the spirit behind me before you tied up. I really appreciate you so much, my brother. Just keep on. God will just reward you back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are grateful for your call. Thank you very much. That was a caller from Senegal, our brother from Senegal, calling, confirming they are receiving Radio Biafra live, direct and clear in Senegal, in Dakar, Senegal, this very afternoon from here in Fort Worth in Texas, and also in evening time in Dakar, Senegal, because I know it's night time there. The world is spinning. If you're wondering, you know, some people may be saying that they are lying. They are saying afternoon, that they are in afternoon. Where's here? There is darkness everywhere with stars in the heaven. Please, if you don't know, is that the world is rotating. The world is spinning. When it is darkness in one area, it is light in another area. That is simple geography for those who don't understand how the world functions. Is that here in the Dallas, Fort Worth, is it Fort Worth or Dallas, whichever one it is, they are the same people. In this particular part of the world, it is afternoon. It is afternoon here in Fort Worth area near Dallas in Texas in the southern United States. Although you may be in darkness, although it may be round about 19 minutes to 8 p.m. both in Pfefferland and in London, here it is only 19 minutes to 2 p.m. Is that correct? 19 minutes to 2 p.m. here in the afternoon. This is Radio Biafra. Remember, you can join us by calling +1 404 789 8796. For those who have been giving excuses, those living in America, those who are scared, those who are selfish to the point of destruction, saying, oh, we don't know the number, what the number is. The number for US is, for if you're in the United States, call 404 789 8796. That is the number to call. 404 789-8796. Sometimes I even say the way I call it is not the way they pronounce it, that there's a way they call it in America. You cut it after one or two or three, but number is number. How do you call it here, please?
It's the 334 system. That's how we call it here. 404-789-8796.
I'm sure now they understand it. You are using the 334 system. How to call, even to call phone number has a system to call it. I would have thought it's just 404-789-8796. But if you go to Romans, if you go to Rome, you behave like Romans, as they say. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is what we are doing. We are calling the number according to the American way of 334. That is the number to join us on. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today on the 1st of July in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Onnamdi Kanu, your host at the studios at the mobile studio of Radio Biafra here in London. From here, we send our signal to UTMFO, who is in England, in London to be precise, and then from there we are able to reach you all over the world. This is what we are doing. What Radio Biafra does, even Radio Nigeria cannot do it. You can listen to us live, you can call in live anytime, any day of your choosing. You will be able to get us. That we are coming to you live and direct today from Fort Worth in Dallas of the Texas state in the United States of America. We hope everything is fine, hope everything is okay, that this is Radio Biafra coming. Please, my dear brother, what is happening here? How about our people who are in, before bringing our brothers, how about our people who are here? What is happening and how are we going to make things better for everybody around here? But before you answer, please, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, give us, please. They have left us. We don't want people to call to try. Some people call to attempt, to try, to see if the line is working. We don't want that to happen, please. We don't want that to happen. We want them to please call us and you remain on the line. Call us and you remain on the line. Yes, please, Ugo, go ahead.
Our people around have written to so many of them. Some people responded. Some people didn't reply my text messages. But I'm hoping, because of the time and it's still afternoon, many of them are still at work. So I hope maybe during the evening program, they will be back from work and then they will be able to join us. Yes. So, but we have also have some of our Biafran family around, so they can also say hello to us.
Yes, in a minute, let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Namdi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Odi Mall. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
You're calling from Los Angeles. Good man. Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra from the Fort Worth area in Texas. Please go ahead.
I extend my greeting to my sister, that's Chidera.
Yes, Chidera. Yes, yes.
And your host, who is doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And paying a good price as a true Biafra to set these people free. Hopefully, everybody else will be able to put their hands together to make sure that they all contribute. And I believe that our people are people who fear God. So they will be coming and joining this course as time goes on. I gave my number before for anybody who is in Los Angeles who supports the cause of Biafra to give me a call so that we can work together. So far, I haven't had anybody calling. And I know that you're going to different cities.
Yes.
Supposing in any way you feel that you you want to come to Los Angeles, I will push you if you are willing and able to come to Los Angeles.
Yes, we should be able to. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're calling. We consider it done. We should be able to come to Los Angeles. Yes, please go ahead. Yes, and we'll discuss the details of that after this program. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, supposing you need anything, you know, in terms of hosting and, you know, you can give me a call to my number. I'll be willing to call a friend of mine, and we can, you know, always ensure that we host you here. You talked about the prophet who made the prophecy of Biafra possibly, no, I mean, assumedly, is an assumption. Most of these prophets are usually very false. They are only talking for their own benefit, as you rightly stated. But we have to also know one thing regarding Christianity, because our culture, when the white man came, J.T. Barton came in the 1900s to Anibo. He brought Christianity, and our people moved from our own culture, strict religious culture, to go to church. You know, part of those reasons were because of the benefits which they saw in Christianity. And I think it's also important to make certain statements regarding Christianity. That is, one of it is that Christianity didn't start in Europe. Christianity started in Israel.
That is correct.
And if you look at the Bible, the Bible is a compendium of, it's a reference to Israelite culture, which is similar to ours. Any religion can be abused. Anything can be abused in this world.
That is correct.
Anything, that is used positively. So people who abuse Christianity abuse it. Even in Israel in the ancient times in the Old Testament, there were false prophets. Those people were, you know, but you had the good ones. What I'm saying is that we don't discourage our people from looking up to God who sent our Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Like I said, Biafra will come. Biafra will also come through God himself. And we need to know what are the political philosophies we have to use to uphold Biafra. Because most countries in the world, like capitalism and America here, the whole thing is failing us. You're complaining about people going to work and all this. They're tired. They're fed up. The life doesn't have that much meaning for them, you know. Other than they are working as slaves, we are working as slaves here, you know. Working for other people. Our mind and our effort and our life is given to people of other lands as profit to them, you know, rather than giving it into a neighbor. So, what type of political ideology will you adopt in Biafra? Because we go capitalism, communism, the type of that they're talking about in Russia and other something, the whole thing collapsed on man. All these things are human beings seeking a solution to find the best society that is conducive for humanity. Everybody's looking for a way out. How do we organize a society? And for me, I would say, any society that we organize and we don't make God the center of it, at the end of the day, human effort always fails. It always fails. No matter how intellectual it seems, no matter how smart it looks, at the end of the day, it collapses. So I think this is an area that Biafra should begin to think of. You know, what do we do so that we can establish a stable society that will glorify God? Because once human beings are glorified and you start to see human beings, Nigeria is what you start seeing in that Biafra. You know?
My brother, stay where you are. It's important. Stay where you are. I love your call. Stay where you are. Not just because you're going to host us, but stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting from the Fort Worth area near Dallas in Texas in the southern United States. Please go ahead.
This is Fred Hunter from Texas again. How are you doing this afternoon? Good evening to you and your panel.
Thank you very much, Fred Hunter. Thank you very, very much. Freddy B. Hunter, I must give you your full title. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Very nice to be very nice to you. I'd like to make a couple comments, if you don't mind. As you know, when I talked to you on Friday, I'm a Sabbath keeper, and I'm a Christian Sabbath keeper. But just to preface what I'm going to say, well, you talked a little bit earlier about slavery and bringing people over from Africa. One of the names of the ship was the Good Ship Jesus.
What?
One of the names of the ships that brought people over was the Good Ship Jesus.
Oh, my good Lord in heaven. That's terrible.
I just happened to look up on the internet. I had kind of remembered this from previous reading, but it's on the internet there with a picture of the ship. But I'm kind of looking forward to the establishment of New Biafra, and I know that you have a culture that's similar to the Israelites. But did you know that, from what I understand, the Israelites had no jails originally?
Yes.
It was either restitution or capital punishment.
The same thing as us. The same thing as us. The Igbo people never had any prison. Never, ever, ever. It is either you are punished or you are killed.
Yeah, right. Either restitution or, but no prison. But anyway, when you mentioned that, that sparked my, why I made this comment. And the last thing I would like to say, I don't want to rehash what happened yesterday in the comments that I made, but I had no intentions of trying to be an infiltrator or any else along those lines, really. That was not my intention. I just happened to identify as being a Biafran or Igbo person. And I want to express my thanks and appreciation for all the people who were positive about the comments after I made my call and comments that I had. I felt as if I was a part of a family and welcome. And it has been my experience if we are positive and not negative. And I think this is, and truth and honesty, my life has been an open book. And I think you mentioned that your father, if someone would bang on the door, he would say, come on in. That's the way that my father lived his life. That's the way that I have lived my life. And I no secrecy to try to hide behind anything. And yes. I just want to let you know that I appreciate the comments that I heard yesterday.
Thank you very, very much. Freddie B. Hunter, you are an African, you are an Igbo American. That is what you asked us to call you, not even an African. We knew your intentions by the time you called. No bad person will try to infiltrate Biafra because they will not succeed. Because Biafra is a special calling. Biafra is a thing of the spirit. You were led to look for us when we did not have this level of global exposure. You gave us guidance, you gave us advice, you offered yourself and your services to help the emancipation of the people of Biafra, so you are one of us. You are even more Biafran than some of us. You are not only welcome to this family, you are part of it, an integral part of it. For you to leave the United States of America, read up about your history, identify the ships that took your ancestors to Virginia, realize that you are an Igbo person, although you are an African-American, now an Igbo American, is a thing of joy to behold and a source of pride for all of us. Thank you very much for your call. And also thank you for letting us know today that some of the people who are saying to us that, oh, we are not Hebrews, Igbos have nothing to do with Hebrews, you have also dropped another dimension into this discussion. We never had any prisons, either restitution or capital punishment, exactly the same penal system you had obtainable in ancient Israel. There is no difference. 8-day circumcision, there is no difference. Thank you very much. I can't thank you well enough. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
I thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Yes, that's our brother. We are asking our dear brother also in Los Angeles to please try and call us back. We had to take this call from Freddie Hunter, who is now trying to expand on what he was saying yesterday. We are reminding people that as soon as Radio Biafra went on air again early last year, we did manage to try and secure this man assistance and help, and he has been ever consistent. If there is a baby here, please try and forgive us. It is children, they want to be part of what we are doing. We are saying no to them, but they're insisting. That is what we see here in the United States of America. Hopefully it won't be this way in Biafra. They will be in kindergarten or with their mother or somebody else. We are looking after them as was the case with us. We are welcoming you, please. We'll ask our brother in Los Angeles. We can even call him back, please. Ugo, what do you... Let our brother, please come. Let us introduce yourselves, please. Come. Give the world your name and where you come from, please. Yeah, please. Give us your name, your village, where you come from, and where you are in America, please. Okay. So what? Well,
Afamo Okwuchukwu Oforge.
Okwuchukwu Oforge.
Yeah, I'm on Nnewi. I'm on Nnojukwu. Odemodingogo.
Hey. It's a one in a Biafra.
I would have gone, I have to see a guy.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Uchenaji from Atlanta.
Thank you very much.
Well, I wanted to call because I was trying to reach you guys via email, via online, but I'm still having technical difficulty. But it's okay. I will hang up to give other people audience, and then I'll call back later. Ndewo.
Thank you very much. Ndewo. One normal. That's one of our hosts in Atlanta. He's probably at work, but he's managing to also call us to find out how we are doing. Please, my dear brother, in about 1 9 we keep calling us now. When you name, you want your bed pan? You so far no kubeke. Call like a raga kageso.
So no, ibo ko kama
Ibo na imo kesi ni ibo na.
Professor Peter Jovo on our bus ozi na se subakwa ni igbo ana gari obodo di chi amabu na obego ma London ebe ndi ozocha so I na eme tu o ya adu mma onwe ko nya se nya su no igbo mana ka I na eme ka ndi obodo ndi ozo si eme obodo asusu ayo anya ka chukwu na jiwo ka na chukwu kila ima yo jiwo si na ya wo ndi igbo ndi Biafra so ana me tene ututu oma na ebe onyo anona ma ndị na ụwa niile efifie ọma abanị ọma aba mbụ taa bụgbo ụzọkwel abụ nwanne Ugochukwu onye nke na-ata ndị ụmụnwanne anyị si esi wee bịa anọ m na faya abịa mana asị m na o nwee ebe m na-eje mana asị m na mma azọ ilu ụkwụ ka m bịa sifa nnọọ
na
ije vaji bịa n'ụkwụ vaji bịa panana n'okwu fa nke ya eji na ya aka nke ya ji bịa mma
ndewo
igbo ga-adị a na-apịchi ya ihe m aka etu ndị Israel si mere n'ụwa onwere onwe ha etu a ka Biafra ya esi mekọtakwa ofu ụbọchị a sị na anyị enwere go onwe anyị
igbo adịgori ọ maka na ife Naijiria na-eme emewu a sị anyị na anyị dị 80 million mana anyị ma na anyị ruru 50
maka obodo niile ije na n'ebe ifuru ndị igbo ịma na obodo ahụ na
ịkpọta ahụ ọchụcha na oge kụọ ha ọnụ mkpọbata ndị mari na ndị chad ma ndị Naijiria ha ncha awụ ndị Naijiria ka anyị dị nwee rit n'obodo anyị
onye ka anyị ji eme ya so ya bụ ụmụnne m ana m asị egbe belu ugo belu nke si ibere ebe na nkuku agha
amen ise
Biafra ga-adị
ise
ụmụ igbo ga-adị
ise
anyị a na-alụ mmadụ anyị a na-achọ okwu mana onye chọta anyị nya ebekata ihe a na-asị na ọwụzikwa ụmụ igbo na-eme ya anyị a na-ekwe ekwe mana anyị a na-achọ okwu
ndewo
na ekene na-asị biko onye biri ibe ebili
udodelonu nwanne ndewo nwoke ọma ụmụnne ọma na ebe a nabata Radio Biafra n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu n'ebe na wụ Fort Worth na kwa na mpaghara Dallas akwe na Texas biko udogadirunu ndewonu anyị ga na ebe a na-agbasa ozi abalị abụọ ọzọ na-abịa abịa nke abalị mbụ anyị ga-esi ebe a gbasa ozi anyị ga-emekwa otu aka ahụ echi na-abịa ebe na mọkwa nwanne echi biko anyị na-asị unu wepụta ohere unu ma na-enyekwara anyị ọzọ ka anyị nwee ike kọwara ụmụnne anyị gbara ụwa niile okirikiri na ha nwe ụmụnne na Fort Worth anyị na-agbasa ozi taa na-agwụ na you have Biafrans here in Fort Worth Dallas area of Texas they are here as proof thank you very much and God bless you thank you yes we are going to the phone now give us your name and where you are the caller on the phone your name and where you are We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. We have lost them. Please, we ask them to call us back. Call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from Fort Worth in the near Dallas. I don't know if it is Fort Worth, Dallas, but that's what I'm going by the name of the airport. Please, you have to forgive me. We are calling from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Please, that is where Radio Biafra is based for now, according to the local airport. I don't know because if you go somewhere, you take your name. From the nearest airport, isn't it? That is where we are. We didn't drive for more than 30 minutes from the airport, which is not bad at all. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. It's gone slightly past 8 this evening. We want to know what is happening to our callers on Skype. We have not been taking enough call on Skype, please. All you need to do to call Radio Biafra on Skype is to add... Okay, as we said, so people are now calling on Skype. Let us see if this will work. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Prince Tioka. We're calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Prince from Dakar in Senegal. Dakar is becoming as strong as Malaysia. We love you people. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? Hello? Can you hear us? No, we don't. Chris, can you hear us? No, I don't think he can. The line is unstable. We will try to rectify this. We need, actually, in one of our broadcasts, our systems was incomplete. We used, we need an equipment that our brother Clifford Irania brought, but he couldn't bring it yesterday. We need to buy another one here. We need to acquire an iPad as soon as possible to be able to solve this problem. We've been told that an iPad can solve our problem in relation to the signal strength for Skype, that the new generation iPad can do that. We need to try and acquire that as soon as possible because we are having difficulties maintaining some semblance of stability on Skype using the systems we have. We are using a Windows system and that is not doing it at the moment. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. No, they can't. We are hoping and praying that they will be able to call us back again. And if they do, maybe they have. Let us try and take this call. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Hello? Prince, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
The Prince calling from Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I call you Prophet because anywhere, wherever you go, you are doing good.
Thank
because
you.
Because I see that the hand of God is upon your life.
Thank you.
You are the most that God have used to bring joy into Biafra land.
I love Moses so, but I want to see the promised land. You know, Moses didn't see it. He saw it from the hill. He didn't go in. I want to go in, please. I want to go in into this promised land. After that, I can die. I don't mind. Any independence, a time more, please.
The Mandela.
Thank you.
Live to see what he fought for. So you will see, you will live to see what you are about to do because this Biafra now, many people have been prophesying about this Biafra, which a prophet from Yoruba land, God have used him to speak. So very soon, I mean before 2015, God will prove himself in our life. That's what I want to contribute now.
Thank you very much.
Come back later.
Thank you very, very much, our dear brother. We are telling people not to be afraid. We are telling you, please do not panic. Biafra is coming. They are going to ask us to take Biafra and leave them alone for the very simple reason that we have not stolen anything belonging to anybody. All we are asking for is to return us to where we were before the white man came from Europe. God made the boundaries in West Africa. God created people in Africa, gave them their boundaries. You stay in your place, you stay in your place. Why should we allow one white man in the name of Frederick Lugard to come in and tell us that you, your name is now Nigeria? People found in the Niger area. Even the river itself named Niger. God knows who named it Niger. It is very, very sad and shameful that black people, Africans, are so daft. Okay, that you allow a white man to come from Scotland and tell you what your name is going to be. You go to England and change their name to Obete, or go to England and call their name Macrody. You see what they will do to you. But we allowed somebody to come from there to come to our land to tell us what our name, our new name is. And we are jumping all over the place like a bunch of monkeys, buffoons. People who are useless. You sit there and a young man will come from Scotland and call you Nigerian, you accept it. Go to Scotland and change their name and see what they will do to you. And they tell me that they're educated, they are qualified, they are this, they are that, they are engineers, they are pastors, they are nonsense. And they claim they are Nigerians. People who have no shame, you're not ashamed of yourself that somebody came from somewhere and gave you a name and you accepted it. So as you are now, let's say that your name is Adebayo, and I come to you tomorrow and say this Adebayo family from now onwards in Ijesha land is going to be known as the Kano family. How would you take it? Ndiara, this is Radio Biafra. We'll tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you know what to do. You go and watch NTA and become even more stupid. Here we open up your minds, we open up your brain so you can learn, understand, enlightened. You become enlightened by listening to Radio Biafra. You listen to people that make sense and the voice of reason. We reach every country on this planet. We reach every community where you have Biafrans because we are Biafran people. We do the impossible. We make the impossible possible. As long as this radio station continues to worship God in truth and honesty, as long as we continue to pursue Biafra with every degree, every ounce of honesty in our bones, our ways will continue to be blessed. What we are doing today, nobody else can do it. They are asking us, oh, how do you do it? How is it possible? You cannot do it. And I tell you why you can't do it, because you are not blessed by God himself. You are not a Biafran. You have to be a Biafran to do what Radio Biafra is doing. We are coming to you. The time has just gone nearly 10 minutes past the hour of 2 p.m. here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And also past 8 p.m. in London, and also past 8 p.m. in Biafra land, the land where the sun rises from where the sun will be rising tomorrow morning as the day breaks. Yes, Jidera, you left us for a while. I hope everything is okay. Is that correct? Is everything fine?
Yes.
Wonderful, yes. But yes, we'll go ahead. What would you say?
Yeah, I didn't complete what I made up the news.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so for... them wanting Jonathan to recover $400 billion that was stolen by Sani Abacha. Is that the only past president that Nigeria had? How about the one stolen by Babangida, Obasanjo, and Abdul Salami? What's going to happen? And if he finally recovers this money, what is he going to do with it?
They'll use it to pay Boko Haram to stop killing Igbo people. Amnesty money they're looking for. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas, southern United States. Give us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Now, this is Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe calling from Wales. I want to commend you once more, Nnamdi Kanu. You are fantastic. And people have described you as the movies of our time, but you rejected it because you want to see the promised land.
Yes.
Some people have described you as a Mandela. I mean, everything that you have described, I think you are overqualified. When I listen to you, I get a lot of inspiration. another thing is that I'm becoming more or less addicted. I can't be any work any longer. The more I listen to you, the more I think Biafra is coming tomorrow. Well, let me use this opportunity to say hello to Chikara, who has been telling with you.
Yes.
And your host, the present host, you know. Yesterday I wanted to call you, but I was on the road, so I couldn't do that. I wanted to actually call because the guy who was hosting you in, where is it again?
In Houston.
Yes, in Houston, he said that he's from,
I want to ask you a question before you continue, because your good friend from Aba rang. You spoke to one of your friends in Aba. Maybe, I don't know if he's a medical doctor as well. He phoned Radio Biafra.
No, he's not a doctor. He's a businessman. Yeah,
he's a businessman. Okay, because he sounded very comfortable. Yes.
Yeah, but in fact, he actually bought me the first time when I visited Nigeria and the captain from America.
Yes.
He bought me the first transistor for me to listen to Radio Biafra. Okay. He has been an ardent follower of Radio Biafra. They listen everything, Biafra and so on and so forth. In fact, he told me when I was discussing with him, he told me this thing. It will be a surprise to everybody because it is coming.
Yeah.
He believes it's coming. I believe it's coming. I don't see how somebody can hold me and say that we must be together. It is not possible, you know. So, in fact, my problem now is that I can't even do anything. I keep thinking and dreaming and eating Radio Biafra. Every time it's not to the life one, I'm going back to the world that has been broadcast earlier.
Yes.
They listen to them, which has, you know, I don't know how to call that feet because it's affecting my work, everything. However, I think that the issue of the other is more important in my life than even whatever I'm doing in the UK.
Thank you very much.
I want to go back home and live a more peaceful and settled life. Three days that I grew up with and live with them. I'm not happy here. Every day I stay in the UK, I'm not happy. You know, so this is a true situation.
I
keep advising, you must make sure that wherever you go, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, you must be very careful because the Nigeria, as you know, that the Zoological Republic of Nigeria and their agents, they are fertile. They can do anything.
Yes.
They can even try to find a way to eliminate somebody who is very powerful in terms of, your communication is fantastic. You know, each time I listen to you, I keep wondering the amount of intelligence, how you happen to know everything about what is happening all over the world, how you offer people that ask you different questions and so forth. You are a fantastic man. One of these days when we come back to London, I will have to come to the studio to actually meet you face to face. Because I keep imagining how you look like, whether you are another god.
Thank you very much. I'm humbled. That is Dr. Uzokwe. I am humbled. There's something I want to ask you. You come from Uguta side that has a lake. Is that correct?
Yes.
Uguta has a lake. Can you tell me? Yes, I want you to tell me the name of the lake in Yoruba land. Do they have a lake in Yoruba land? Do they have a lake? Tell me. Lake Chad doesn't belong to. I'm talking about a lake that is indigenous to
Uguta. Uguta Lake is a
lake. Thank you very much. I want you to give me. You said Lake Chad, not Lake Nigeria. You only said it's Lake Chad. Lake Chad doesn't belong to Nigeria. It is belong to Chad people. Yes, it doesn't belong. I'm asking you, is there any other place in Nigeria, the Zoological Republic as we know it today, where you have a lake?
No,
I want people to go and think about the ramifications. I want people to go and think. When I tell them that God is living in Biafra, people don't understand what we are talking about. They don't understand it. There is no other place in the whole of the contraption called Nigeria where you have a lake apart from in Biafra land. No other place.
That is true.
They should go and ask themselves the reason why. The same way they don't have any coal anywhere else apart from Biafra land. Let people understand that God gave us that land for a reason. We will defend it with everything we have. We will defend it with our mind, our blood, our life, and sacrifice many more in the process of it. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. We must make it. Their prediction is nothing to us. It doesn't mean nothing to us. We are letting people understand one thing. Biafra is going to come. We want them to go and write it down, including Igbo people who have converted to Islam, those who are now Hausa people, those who are now Yoruba people. We take your pen and write it down. See, Lekwa Radio Biafra Group. We are saying that Biafra is coming. Nobody can stop it. Nobody born by a woman can stop Biafra from coming, and we're not begging anybody for it. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, let's go and take this call online, I think it is. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear us? No, they can't. They can't. We are trying to sort these problems out, and believe you me, we shall. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller, can you hear me? We have somebody on Skype. They can't hear us. Is that what it means? The caller on Skype, they called us and they are not there. This is Radio Biafra. Should you wish to join us, our number is consistent. It is the same. We have called it the way we do in England. We have called this number again the way they do here in the United States. Everything they want, we have given to them. Let us go back to the line to take this call. Things are happening. I am in love with the Fort Worth, Dallas area because our people are here. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Landy, this is me again, Obi Moalo.
Yes, Obi. Obi, yes, go ahead.
From Los Angeles, and the phone cut off. I know that you're having some technical problems.
Yes.
Please, my number is there. I hope you have it.
You have your number, and you'll be hosting us in Los Angeles. Yes, we have your number. Yes, we'll be calling you in a very short while. Chidera will give you a call and we'll arrange it. We will come to Los Angeles. It is called the City of Angels. Kama, honestly, know was Utunimuz in Kahade. But we are going to come there. We are going to come there to broadcast to the world from your residence, from your kitchen, from your parlor, from your bedroom, anywhere you place Radio Biafra, we are going to broadcast from there to the whole world. Because we have something that other people do not have. We have a secret that they do not have. Maybe that is why they are panicking. If we can broadcast from anywhere in the world, think of what we can do to Nigeria when we are ready. Please go ahead.
Yes, speaking.
The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Caller on Skype, remain where you are. We are taking a call. Stay on the line. Don't cut off. Stay where you are. We have the very eminent Barrister Mamezu on the line. Barrister Mamezu, remain on the line. We need your views and your opinion. Please, my brother, will be continuing.
Like I said, keep speaking, you encourage, and our people, well, it's not only the speaking for Biafra, it's not only left for Nnamdi. It's good if we all continue to speak as boldly as Nnamdi Kanu is speaking about Biafra. Because our enemies, anything that your enemy doesn't want, that is a good thing. Then that shows you the direction to move to. You know? If you wake up any morning and your enemy tells you that what you're doing is good, you better change, because your enemy doesn't want you to do a good thing.
That is true.
How you know that what you're doing is good is when we get mad. And Nigeria is mad at the issue, at the mention of Biafra. That is how we know that that is where we go. That is how we know that that is where our freedom will be. That is all I have to say for now. Let others take over. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my brother. You have distinguished yourself as a Biafran. We are going. Los Angeles is near San Francisco, isn't it?
No, it's about an hour and a half. flight.
An hour and a half flight. So after San Francisco, we then go to Los Angeles.
Yes.
I think that's the best thing to do.
Okay.
From San Francisco, or we can trek. Can't we trek it?
Oh, it's going to take us a year.
Is it walking distance?
40 years.
I'm 49.
Who would have made history?
And 49. Yes, we have the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, a man of impeccable integrity, honor, and fearlessness, a man who made it possible for Radio Biafra to broadcast from anywhere in the world, a man who came and saw the contract we are signing with Yoruba people and tore it up. And come, let us go and broadcast to the world. And we did. We have Barrister Mamezu on the line. The floor is yours. Go ahead. And the whole world is listening. We are at a place called Dallas Fort Worth in Texas. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. The only man who can move from Nigeria, Biafra land, to Israel, Australia, USA. Very soon you'll be going to Canada. I give all my respect, all the wisdom, you have it. And the editorial board of Radio Biafra are behind you. What you're doing is preeminent. You represent us and you represent you represent the whole Biafra effectively. And I've been very grateful hearing people telling you, Nnamdi, well done. Before any advent, Freddy Hunter, our own man, he just spoke, and he spoke as usual. I want to correct an impression. After Freddy B. Hunter spoke, there is another Biafra man who spoke after Freddy Hunter. His name is Tabo. He was speaking in Igbo. Freddy Hunter will not hear what he says. Director, you know my views on this Igbo speaking language. It is not good for us. For Freddy Hunter and those who are like Freddy Hunter to join with us and speak with us, they need to speak English language, even if it is broken English. Please, do not allow people to run away by speaking Igbo. We are not in a kitchen table business. This is international broadcast, and you are doing it effectively. You are the director, you are the moderator, you are the coordinator. Please tell people to speak English, even if it is broken English. Once again, tell people wherever they come from, mention their name and their surname and wherever they come from. Remember, we had 20 yesterday, only 20. Another guy called earlier about 15 minutes ago, mentioned only his first name. Director, don't let our people run away with this. Anybody can call Radio Biafra and say they are Patrick who? Let them originate themselves. Please, let me make this announcement to Freddy Hunter, who said yesterday he'll be glad to come back to Biafra land. The only man who says he's Biafran American, Freddy Hunter B, if you are listening, sir, come to Alowere. Imam Mezu is prepared. Barrister Imam Mezu will give you a portion of land to build your own house. Stay in Imo State, in Owerri land, until the rest of your life.
No, I have plans for that already. I have land bigger than yours already.
I don't care what you have, Director. Tell him this. Let him come down to Owerri that you adore. Yeah, yesterday I had you saying that you are nearly switching your allegiance to Olu. Olu is a son of Owerri. So stay where.
Are you sure?
Because okay. I'm credit to Chidera that I adore too. Director, you represent us effectively. You are our own man. May God continue to bless you in all you do.
You.
I told you Americans will come out. Be it gradually, they will come out. And I'm glad you are fishing them out one by one. People say, why is the director very aggressive? Without your aggression, our people will not come out. You know, our people are very stubborn because we are very clever. We are very intellectual. We are educated. We know many things. Therefore, it takes an intellectual like you
to bring our people on board, and you're using it aggressively. May God bless Biafra. May God bless the people of Biafra, our friends, and those who support Biafra. Director, I behind you squarely, legally, morally, financially, otherwise.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was Barrister Imam Mezu. The reason why sometimes we go on saying things about people, we don't believe in praise singing. We believe in critical appraisal and criticism. If we criticize us, we learn from it. It can only make us better. That is why we love competition. We want a situation whereby we can compete. Yoruba football team versus Biafran football team. What are they afraid of? Why can't you let us compete? Here at Radio Biafra, we are not afraid of competition. If you think you can do better, you come out and let us see what you have. The reason why we say this sometimes is that perhaps a lot of people are very quiet. If we tell our listeners what each and every member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra has done in this struggle, they will marvel. As we are speaking right now, the likes of Uche Mefo don't sleep sometimes for more than 3 hours in a day. They are working tirelessly hard. They have sacrificed so much. The likes of Dr. Egemba has given so much into this struggle that if we begin to announce it, they will say it is we are trying to I don't know how to put it, to divert attention from the struggle and place it on suffering. Or is it Wada Marachioba? Or is it Barrister Mamadou that have just spoken, that saw what we are doing before and said, leave this place, come, let us go, we can do it, and placed every resource he had at our disposal, at the disposal of Radio Biafra, and said, you and Yoruba people cannot sign what is called a content delivery contract, because our signal has to be delivered by somebody, and it was a Yoruba company that was going to deliver that signal. He said, no, it will not happen. Come, let us go and find an alternative. And here we are today. And the relentless work that the likes of Uche Mefo are doing, Wada Manachopra, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, who incidentally sent a message that has to be read on air today from the bosom of Biafra land itself, and also Chukwuma Ebunyeze Ekpa. This is what Barrister Emeka had to say, because a lot of people are saying that the case has been dismissed. They're saying that our case has been dismissed in court because we don't lie. We could have gone ahead to say that to try to embellish it, but we don't. This is Radio Biafra. If you say no to us, we go back and we prepare, we fortify, and we come at you again. He is saying, sir, addressing Radio Biafra, this is from Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, the lead attorney for the people of Biafra in our case against Nigeria. He's saying, sir, he is asking Radio Biafra to report what happened in court again to remind our listeners as to the true position of things. The case was listed for ruling on the motion brought by the federal government of Nigeria as defendants, praying the court to strike out the suit because the words "incorporated trustees of" we are omitted from the name of Bilie Human Rights Initiative representing the indigenous people of Biafra, and to set aside the court order made on the 16th of January where this name was amended. Our lawyer, who is Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, argued in court that the omission of the words "in a name" was a mere technicality that could not jeopardize or derail the course of justice, and that the order of the 16th of January was valid, because on the 16th of January, we must explain to our listeners, the Nigerian government wanted the case to be struck out because the word "incorporated trustees" we are missing from the word "Bilie" was missing from our name, Bilie Human Rights Initiative. That was quickly corrected on the 16th of January, and the Honorable Justice Shuaibu presiding accepted it. But little did we know that the Nigerian side, having failed to do anything meaningful in terms of their defense, went through the case bundle looking for everywhere we have Bilie Human Rights Initiative to see if there is "incorporated trustees of" in front of it, to see if we added "incorporated trustees of" before the mention of every billion human rights initiative in our case bundle. As the case may be, on one of those paragraphs, incorporated trustees of was missing from billion human rights initiative, and they came to court and asked the judge to set it aside. And the judge said, I am setting aside the case, rather than using the word struck off or strike out. They don't understand English language. The case was set aside for this amendment to be made, as we are reporting to you this evening in London, this evening in Biafra, and this afternoon from Dallas Fort Worth area in Texas. We can confirm on air, Radio Biafra is announcing that our case is in court at Owerri Federal High Court. Because as we told them, we are like pure water, aqua waterproof. If you bury us for very many years, after a while you come back and we are still there looking at you. Nigeria must understand who they are dealing with, or the people they are dealing with. We have studied this very approach for 23.5 years. We didn't start yesterday. We have read all the mistakes that were made in the past, and we are not prepared to repeat them. We are coming at you prepared. Don't underestimate us the same way we are not underestimating you. But one thing is for certain, Biafra is coming. Yes. What would you like to contribute to what you have heard so far? Because we have not just gone a few minutes to, not a few minutes, we're still 27 minutes to 9 p.m. In London and in Biafra land, and also the same time, not same time, but in the afternoon, it's to 2 now, isn't it? In the afternoon here.
No,
to 3. To 3, isn't it? You say, my brain is messed up. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Henry Egon.
Yes, Henry Egon. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Liverpool, United Kingdom.
From Liverpool in the United Kingdom. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to thank you people, how you people have been working here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So I had everything. Since 3 days now, I've not been be able to listen to Radio Biafra because I told you last time that my wife is about to give birth. So she gave birth the day before yesterday.
That is wonderful.
To a Biafran soldier.
That's your wife gave birth to a Biafran soldier. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
We are very grateful, and congratulations to you and to the Egono family. We are very grateful. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've tried to register on a Bile Human Rights Initiative application. So, but I'm having a little problem here where they said they put your password and username. So when I put the password and username and I sent it and it still went back and it's showing that I should put it back again. So I don't know what is really happening.
Okay, you don't.
Because I want to register myself and my daughter and my wife and my newborn child. So
you want to? It's like a baptism. Maybe you're giving us. You know the way people go to church to baptize and say, "I hand this child over to the Roman Catholic Church in Rome." Hand them over to the Canterbury people. In the same people, is quite strange. Same people that enslaved us, they are the ones telling us about God, and we are listening. Nobody has ever asked them, why did you enslave us? Didn't God tell you not to go and enslave people that did nothing to you? We'll come to that later. You want to hand over your family to the Biafran cause, which is a very worthy thing to do. You are a true son of the soil. You belong to your people. And we are welcoming your entire family. What I want you to do is very simple. On this same Skype that which you are calling Radio Biafra with, give us all your names, your email addresses, your address, where you come from, and what the last one is. Our soldier, we know. If they ask you what the child is going to do, you say soldier.
Yeah.
For Biafra.
Yeah, he's a warrior. Already, I gave him my uncle died during the Biafran war. He's one of the soldiers. So I gave his name after him.
That is wonderful.
So to tell you how passionate I am and how angry I'm over this issue.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Back home, like what I told you before, I serve in Nigeria, one of the force there. So I know everything. So it's just I don't want to talk much about this issue because I'm very, very angry on this issue, on this matter of what the Hausas and the Yorubas are doing. You know, I've worked with some of them and I know their mind and I know where they are. So, but when the time comes, then we have to take it.
We have to. We have to. Thank you very much for calling, my brother. Okay. And send us all their details on Skype. Don't worry yourself anymore, because once you have volunteered to serve in the Consultative Council of Radio Biafra or to work with the team, you are automatically a BLA member. Bring all your family. Even though still incubating in the stomach, they are all welcome, because this is Biafra. We need every soldier we can get. We are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Our resolve must not be underestimated. Yes.
Yeah, and again, my wife is a British, and she's white, and it's pure English, and she's willing. And also, some of her friends and their families, everybody's, you know, supporting me on this issue.
Yes.
So it's not only me.
Thank you very much. They understand what it means. Yes, English men and women like Carol Monday, they understand what it means to fight for freedom, because in their own country, they defeated King Charles I. Cromwell beheaded him to tell him that he will bleed like any other human being. So the country that you're in has undergone their own revolution. Our own revolution is what we are doing now, and we want everybody to be part of it. So I recognize and respect your wife, because she knows that the benefit their country is enjoying today arose because a few people sacrificed for it. And that is what the entire Egono family is doing, and we are grateful to all of you. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, what would you like to say in contribution to what you have heard so far? I'm interested in having this debate about Olo and Owerri, which one comes first. But we'll come to that later, because Chidera is on the fence. And the Bible said you shouldn't sit on the fence. The Bible said it. Akwụkwọ Nsọ mere ka o wee anya anya. Ọ ga-aka mma na ịdị ọkụ ma ọ bụ na ịdị oyi. You cannot be lukewarm. The Bible is against it. Our people don't know the Bible very well. Here we teach them also. From a Biafran perspective, I must emphasize. This is Radio Biafra coming to you this afternoon from Dallas, Fort Worth in Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Adama calling from South Africa.
Yes, Adama, my dear sister, go ahead. The world is listening.
I want to thank you for the wonderful work.
You're welcome.
I also want to thank our brothers in America, as I see that they are gradually waking up.
They are waking up, yes. Especially here in Dallas, Fort Worth area, they are en masse and they are waking up, yes.
Yeah, but I think most of my credits tonight goes to our brothers in Malaysia.
Yes.
Because I went through the photos of their last, the photos they took on the last meeting.
Yes.
I think that was a good thing. It was very, very impressive.
Yes.
Very, very impressive.
Yes.
You know? So they really want us to understand that being blacks does not make us Biafran, but having that zeal and passion.
Yes.
To render a selfless service.
Yes.
For our community, for what we are working towards achieving.
Yes.
So I'm very, very proud of them, and I really appreciate all their efforts.
Yes.
It was quite impressive. What I saw on Facebook, their photos and everything, it was quite impressive. And I'm just urging our brothers all over the world to try and emulate our brothers in Malaysia. Like, if we could get people who have the same zeal, the same passion, to work for the liberation of our people. I think if we have people like the people in Malaysia, if we have people like that all over the world, I think the sky will not just be our limit, but a stepping stone.
That is correct. That is correct. And that is why people don't understand why we love Malaysians so much. Everybody you see coming from Malaysia volunteered. Nobody forced them. Nobody called them on the phone. Nobody tried to offer them any inducements. People volunteered their time and their services. And the world will shake when we go to Malaysia to broadcast from Malaysia. Heaven will move and earth beneath it will also move. Because in Malaysia we have people. We can go into this battle with only Malaysia behind us, but we need everybody. Everybody have their strengths and we all have our weaknesses as well. We know that. But we know that in Malaysia, all we have is strength. They have done us proud. The same way that Senegal is doing us proud. The same way that Canada is doing us proud. The same way we know that Australia did us proud and is continuing to do us proud. The same way that Sweden is doing us proud. The same way we know that Belgium and France is also going to do us proud. We are not relenting. The Agujebes are in Russia doing exceptionally well. We want all these families to be united. And something very, very astonishing is going to happen in the United States that will shock everybody. Here is waking up. Our people are waking up. Both those of them in Atlanta, those of them in Texas, all over the place, they are waking up. And something amazing is going to happen from the United States. They are coming to their senses because we are praying and God is touching them. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Sam Namdi.
Good evening, my brother. Give us your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Daniel Chukwu. I'm calling from Italy.
Daniel Chukwu from Italy. We are expecting great things also from Italy. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, my question is, when will the next court will take place in...
We have, earlier today in Biafra land, which is early this morning in Texas, we have refiled the case and it's been accepted. We are waiting for a court date. We are hoping to get that information before the week runs out. We have refiled our case and it's been accepted. The amendment has been done. We have resubmitted our case. We want Nigeria to address the substance of the matter. We want to direct Nigeria to understand Igbo proverbs. They are asking about our name, which we've given to them. The case will be listed before the week runs out, and we shall announce it to the world with great fanfare and glee. We are not going away. Nigeria should understand that. You can't bribe us. You can't kill all of us at the same time. So we're not going away. So you might as well announce the case. You're wasting your time, not ours.
Okay, now my second question is this, please.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, as we are coming out of, we have to talk of agriculture also, because this tractor is so much, is also important in Biafra land. So we have to start now to do our agriculture. I will be the first person to bring my own money, my own contribution. I will do so. Tractor is very, most, very, very important. For us to start to do agriculture, young ones will be start working, producing foods, tomatoes and onions. Look at our brothers and sisters, they are living in northern side. They don't want to come because of the tomatoes and onions they are eating there. We have to be doing our own in our land. We need tractors.
Yes, I agree with you. We are going to mechanize our... You remember, we are Biafran people. We are going to mechanize our farming. And there is also what I asked Dr. Uzokwe, the medical doctor from England a while ago, which I will also make you to understand. Do you know how they put the cassava stem in the ground in Ngwa?
Of course.
In Ngwa has no fertilizer. It is naturally fertilized. You're pulling up the cassava tubers, it's called, isn't it? You can be putting in the stem inside the same place. As you're pulling it from the ground, you are putting the sticks in and it's germinating immediately, it's growing. Ngwa land is the most fertile. We don't want to give them secret before they come and pour acid on it at night. We will leave it there, but we'll buy a tractor. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We don't want to tell them how good Ngwa is before they come and pour acid on it at night. So all the fertilizer, all the natural fertilizer will go. We tell them that we know what we are doing. We are blessed by God. No other place can you go and put something in the ground. It starts growing immediately, be it in rainy season or in dry season. Only in Ngwa land, people don't realize that. But we are here to enlighten and to educate. Please, Igochukwu, what would you like to say? But before you say so, we have... please, do we have Dr. Egemba on the line?
Yes, thank you very much.
Lower your system, we can hear you. Control your system at your end, we can hear you, please.
Yes. I just want to... Barrister Messi has done most of the... if you like, call it praises or comments I wanted to make. I don't want to repeat that. Therefore, let me go back to the bring attention or go back to some of the headlines of today. First and foremost, the prophecy of the Yoruba prophet.
The prophecy of the Yoruba
I want you, our listeners, to understand it this way. I let me ask a question. If a woman is pregnant, about 7-8 months pregnant, do you need a prophet to tell, to say that the woman is going to deliver a baby? This is exactly what this European man is telling us. You see that a woman is pregnant, is already gone through the process, is a quarter to go, and you are delivering prophecy. So, you see that woman, 7-8 months pregnant, she is going, within 9 months, she is going to give birth to a child. Is that a prophecy? No. To him, and to the people he is trying to please, trying to maybe make them feel relevant, make him feel relevant, then that is a news to him. The issue about Biafra is beyond prophecy. It has been prophesied a long time. We have had Biafra before. We are talking about restoring the past glory. So you don't have to tell us that, during rainy season, then the rain, you know, at all, almost every day it will rain. And the prophet will come and tell you, say, during any season it is going to rain almost every day. Is that a prophecy? Well, let him remind his people who are waiting for the Biafran people to do the dirty hard work for them. And we will do, because we want the freedom more than they do. We are not going to sit down and hand folded and wait for when it is going to drop, then before we pick it. No, we are not like that. From time immemorial, we go out. When we don't like anything, we come out, force it out. It is only a shame that some of our people are disappointing us. So the so-called
Turmoil,
Hanese, whatever you call them, and the so-called politicians, they are deceiving, disappointing themselves. But the ordinary people, the millions, the thousands of people listening all over the world, the African activists all over the world, they have already gone beyond prophecy. They are now waiting impatiently. When is it going to be? Today or tomorrow? We want to reclaim back our fatherland. So, I don't know whether to say thank you very much. I want to thank him for his prophecy, but for us, for the Biafran people, it is not a prophecy. We have known, we know it. That is why we are redoubling our effort. That is why we are taking the gospel according to the restoration of Biafra to every nook and corner of the world, awakening the consciousness, reawakening the consciousness of our people. And with what is happening in the United States, you can see it is coming up. It's gingering up. And I want to use this opportunity. I am quite sure that there are Mbise people resident in the United States listening to me. Mbise USA is going to have their annual convention in North Carolina this weekend from the 5th to the 6th of July. Radio Biafra is waiting to be invited. Radio Biafra is waiting to be invited to be part of that ceremony, to be part of this annual convention, and it is going to be a special one. Remember that it is on Mbise land that the Biafra Republic was declared, and Mbise people are very, very active in this struggle, including my humble self. So the Biafran people are expecting Mbise people to come out to make contact with Radio Biafra while they are in America, and coincidentally, they are having their annual convention this weekend. Why Radio Biafra is still in the United States? Please, make contact with Radio Biafra. If you don't have the contact, and Nandi has assured me that one person has already made contact, can that person please call back again and tell him what the decision of the council decided about this matter, and that the Biafran people, the board of Radio Biafra is waiting, the Biafran people all over the world is waiting for the same people in the United States to host Radio Biafra. They are having their annual convention this weekend, and Radio Biafra will want to be part of it. I don't think that you will not want to invite Radio Biafra. So the ball is here, court, and we are waiting to hear that we have that Radio Biafra has been invited and will be part of the annual convention of NDSA USA. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Egbenbaje. Dr. Egbenbaje is making a very passionate plea to NDSA people who are holding a convention to be brave enough, to be bold enough to recognize that Biafra was declared on NDSA territory. The Ahera Declaration. People say Ahera, Ahera, Ahera. Ahera is an NDSA. Makadega Mama. We must remind our people that Ahera is an NDSA. It will be a thing of honor for Radio Biafra to broadcast the activities to the entire planet. Wherever you are on this planet, we can't welcome you because we're about to close in the next 8 minutes. Our host is here, Ugochukwu, who is hosting us very kindly. Clifford did an excellent work in Houston, Texas. Onyeji Clifford, Iranyaji Madhan. He is a man of honor, of integrity. Before that, we have nothing to say about Moses Wingo that hasn't been said already. He's our benefactor. Anybody who doesn't understand the meaning of the word benefactor should go and look for dictionary. He is the prime financial backer of Radio Biafra. That is the meaning of it. He supports Radio Biafra. Not the type of support our people can understand. The way he supports Radio Biafra is out of this world. And we commend him for that. Clifford Iranya did us proud. So also did Martin Anusiem. He did us exceptionally proud in Atlanta. He took us everywhere. He fed us. He clothed. The only thing he didn't do was to wash me. He did everything possible that a father could do for a child. These are your own people. These are Biafrans here. And the Ugochukwu here in Dallas is continuing from where they left off. These are the people that when you go to their door, before you come into their house, you see a golden sticker. We only have 20 of those. And we are sure we are going to go back with about 90% of it. Because you only have it on your door if you are worthy. If you are worthy to host Radio Biafra, it is not an easy thing. Biafra is a spirit. It only enters into those who are pure, those who are clean. The same way it is going to go into them in San Francisco and also in Los Angeles. Please, Ugo, we leave the final word to you and the closing remarks. What is your observation? We are in the first day in your house. We've been having a lot of fun. Not any type of fun, Omakadega Mama. We are here discussing Biafra, researching, preparing ourselves, making sure everything is working before you say fun. After all, they're in the U.S. Somehow they'll be having fun. If you want to give me Ofokazi and take the hamburger here, you're more than welcome to do so. In fact, Ugo is single and Ugo cooked. When he brought up, was it ubi soup you cooked yesterday or what?
Egusi,
he cooked egusi. Was it granite oil you used to cook it? Or was it that oil? Yes, he did very, very well. He cooked for us and he gave us egusi soup with onugbu. But you can also know the difference when a woman cooks and when a man cooks. Let's leave it there for now. That this is Radio Biafra. Give us your closing remarks, please.
My good people and friends of Biafra, my closing remarks should be because it has been said that evil prevail when good men do nothing. The time has come for us, Biafrans and true sons of Biafra and friends, to restore Biafra. Biafra is already in our heart, in our mind. What is left for us is to convince other doubting Thomases and those who are sitting on the fence, looking and see where we will lead it, if we are going to succeed or fail. Biafra, when you talk about Biafra, it's not about war, but be it that something, you have to defend yourself. Nobody is talking about going to war because whenever I tell people about Biafra or restoration of Biafra, they go back to 1967, 1970, thinking about it's going to be war. Nobody's going to, we are doing it in legal means, legally, and then by the special grace of God, the spirit of Biafra is within us, is in each and every one of us. But it's left for some of us to wake up, shake their body, and come out from their slumber before it's too late. They say, it's teaching time, saves nine.
That is correct.
And then, when you said something like this, you remember that in Igbo adage, I have to come back to my roots. Actually, atuoro omaro, omaro, atukwano ofeke, ofenyisi nofia. So, my people, for me to translate, it's kind of, you know, Igbo and English is difficult to translate. It won't get the same meaning, but I'll try to make it a bit simple for listeners who don't understand Igbo language. It's one of the Biafran languages anyway. It's atuoro omaro means that if you are told, you know what to do, if you are told what to do, for you to listen, imbibe it, and put it into action. Don't wait for nobody. Time waits for nobody. With this, I'll say very big thank you for our listeners and also the director for doing a wonderful job. I don't know how to thank him enough, because without him, there are some of us who are ready waiting for Biafra, but we don't know how to go about it. We need someone to speak, and then we come out. And then, with that, director has been doing that for us. And I thank God for him and for all the members of the Royal Board of Radio Biafra. And all Biafrans, wherever you may be, it's never too late to wake up and join the moving train before it's too late. God bless us all.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken, well spoken, well spoken. Yes, and Chidera, do you have anything to say?
Oh, when he was speaking the proverb, another one quickly came to my mind.
Do you know proverbs?
Yes, I do know a lot of them. I told you I'm very good.
You said Biafran for that matter.
Yes, there's a proverb that says Imara Suga Soni Pega Maikona Suga Sonala. But Oga Karayema. Oga Karayema. Na Yisuriya Nipe. Because we don't want, like this guy, the Ihejuka that said he's having nightmare about Boko Haram. He's not the only one having nightmare. There are other people, there are so many other Biafrans that are having nightmare about Boko Haram and what they're doing. So I want all of us to fight to restore Biafra, and everything is going to be resolved, including the nightmares. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That was well spoken. We'll bring the program to an end today by repeating or by reading out to the hearing of our listeners all over the world what our brother posted on Radio Biafra Facebook page. If you're looking for us, you just put in Radio Biafra London. You should be able to get us. This is Kelechi. He said, when Peter Obi is gone, he will forever be unpopular to the people of Biafra, especially with what happened at Ezu River. It will haunt him forever, since he is the only person that knows exactly what happened there but refused to come public with the facts. It is already known that money will be B2B's worst enemy forever. He will always have more money than he needs, but it will only bring him unhappiness due to what he has done in Biafraland. This is Radio Biafra. We came to you today from Dallas Fort Worth area. What else do you want to say?
Someone else posted something that is that's similar with the post of the guy you just talked about. Rita Nibogo, she said, how can we sing our Lord's song in a strange land, which is the same thing that happened to the children of Israelites? We can't continue to say Biafra, where we're not doing anything about it. So it still boils down to working towards it and actualizing it.
Yes, that is what we're... Are we actualizing Biafra or restoring it?
Restoring it. Sorry.
Exactly. Change of emphasis. We are restoring Biafra, not actualizing it, not realizing it. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you from wherever you are. And please, we are reminding you, those who can, We are coming back at you again in the next 3 hours. Radio Biafra will be bringing a special U.S. edition of our program this evening. Hopefully by that time, those that went to work last month would have returned. Some of them, not all of them, because here all they do is work, which is modern day slavery. We thank you all very much, and God preserve and keep all of you, because we want to take everybody with us when we go into Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
Ewo sondo emeganyi pe ana